This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. First, Bam Adebayo and the Heat take on Jalen Brunson and the Knicks. Then, Steph Curry and the Warriors square off against Wemby and the Spurs. If you're not a Prime member, just sign up for a free 30-day trial. Heat Knicks, Warriors Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Du bist ein Raider, der sich unter der Erde niedergelassen hat. Doch jetzt musst du an die Oberfläche zurückkehren. Dorthin, wo die Ark-Maschinen umherstreifen. Wenn du mutig genug bist, wer weiß, was du da oben findest. Ark Raiders. Ein Multiplayer-Extraction-Abenteuer-Videospiel. Jetzt erhältlich für PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X und S sowie PC.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, Jane by the Starship, plus mental math and a duet. It's all coming up in just a minute.
This is Kevin Harlan. This Friday, the NBA on Prime crew and I are back with another exciting Emirates NBA Cup doubleheader. It all tips off with Bam Adebayo and the Miami Heat taking on Jalen Brunson and the New York Knicks in an East Coast rivalry. Then, Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors go toe-to-toe with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs. It all comes your way this Friday on Prime. And if you're not a Prime member, that's not a problem. Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. The Heat and Knicks, the Warriors and Spurs. Coverage starts Friday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern. Only on Prime. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Tell us about Hawaii.
I get very confused over there. I'm always trying to read signs, you know, because all they have are vowels. You know, you read signs on some signs, you know, they have an arrow that says E-I-E-I-O. Yeah, come on. You know, where is that going to go?
Obviously, to a pineapple farm.
Yeah, what is that? I'm always trying to impress. I was with this girl, and I'm trying to impress her about how much I know about Hawaii. It's my second time there, you know, and I'm like, you know, I go, oh, now look here. This is the Ni'ai'i-pu'u-lo'o'o-ke'a'uti. And she said, that's lookout, you idiot. I guess I'm a little used to read these signs around here.
I see. Fascinating.
They have two airports on the island of Maui, and one is called like Hilly Willy Pooley, and then they call the other one Willy Willy Polly, and then I go to the wrong one, and I'm the idiot.
You're supposed to be Hilly Willy Pooley, not Willy Willy Polly. They're going to be an hour and a half apart. They shouldn't sound exactly the same.
Not Hilly Willy Pooley, Willy Willy Polly. I have a theory, and I think everything in Hawaii was named by Mel Tillis in a hurry is what happened. They just brought Mel over. Mel, what'd you call that? Okay, come on over here. Pie. Mel, what would you call that big, beautiful bird? Well, I, yeah, that's good. That's the I bird.
It's our way of making sure you haven't missed anything. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Josh?
Hi.
Thank you for being here.
You're welcome. Thank you.
There's Chrissy Lee.
Tom's taking a couple of days off, so we have Willie sitting in,
hey,
which
guys.
Is nice.
That's right. State and federal law. All radio shows have to have a Griswold employed somehow.
Not a bad idea.
It's a good law. Not a bad idea. Law. No.
We got a letter from Jane. She says, I love seeing Willie.
Oh.
Miss him on the show.
Thank you, Jane. Love you, Jane.
Pix doll. What's her name? Jane.
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 Prove
Jane.
It with Pix, Janie.
Prove it. What, was that Starship or Airplane, Jane?
Jane.
Starship.
How's that go? I just remember.
You like Starship?
If we're talking Starship name songs, it begins and ends with Sarah.
Oh.
Sarah.
I believe.
Go ahead. I know what you're
saying. Jane was Jefferson's Starship. Sarah was Starship.
Yes.
I believe Starship has the, over and over again, the top worst song in the history of the world is voted for by Rolling Stone.
Yes.
Oh, I know. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they do.
We Built the City.
Yep. That's completely wrong. That's a good song.
It's kind
a fun
of
song.
What?
All right, I'll be honest. We loved it when we were seven. Or yeah. Like, we couldn't get enough of it.
Did you have,
were you roller skating to that?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt.
I hope it was one day you got picked up from show choir a little late, you couldn't change, and you're roller skating in a sequins vest. We built this city.
Oh,
yeah.
Geez.
We built this city on rock
and roll. Being pelted with half full sodas.
And then they put, who'd they put in there? The Great Favaz or somebody? He's that's right, Casey St. Louis. St. Louis, we built this city. Remember they?
I love Favaz.
Help the song along. They put the radio stations in.
Sure they
did. Gonna hit you hard with a little Jefferson Starship.
This song is great.
Or worse.
This part.
You don't like this one, Pat?
No.
When they get to it, it's pretty good.
I think so, too.
Two, three.
You like this? Did you have the wrong song in mind?
Yeah. I do like this. Yeah. I forgot.
And then, Mickey Thomas, who also sang Fooled Around and Fell in Love, right? Yeah.
Wow.
That is nice.
Oh, your nuts got to be in your neck to sing that high.
Boy, in the 80s, everybody sang so high.
Yeah, they did. They can't do that now, though. It's harder.
Yeah.
They lowered the key.
Everybody sounds like typo negative. Everybody sounds like Tom Waits.
Yeah. Good morning.
Morning.
Another letter.
Yes.
A late entrant. I was wondering where Christy got the llama on her laptop.
Oh, right here? This one?
Yeah, that's
From a llama farm, and I had the card in my closet, and I meant to bring it in, and I can't remember.
And that's made from actual, is it alpaca or llama?
This is alpaca.
And it's made from actual alpaca fur?
Yes. And Willie got me one. Uh-huh. That, sadly, Willie, I loved my little alpaca, but so did Leo, my dog. In fact, Leo carried that around until there was no hair left.
You gifted me a suitcase made out of alpaca. Remember that?
I did.
The alpaca suitcase.
There it is. Come on, folks. Right down the middle.
The sniper.
Godwin got your ass, Christy.
Oh, woo! Boy. Yeah, alpaca sucked me right suitcase. In, didn't you? And I apologize for the people that sent me that I can't remember their names. I'll find out. Tell her I'll find out.
They also wanted to know if it vibrates.
No, it doesn't vibrate. But his hat comes off. Look at this.
I like that way more than I thought I would.
Hey, it's real cold. Put that hat back on.
Okay. I remember my first, I lost my mind when I got my first G.I. Joe. It was like $2, the 12-inch doll.
I was going to ask if they were like Barbie size,
yeah, they're
right?
12-inch, and you could like get, that reminded me of taking the hat off the G.I. Joe, and he's in the Marines. Oh, no, he's going to go in the Army, and you change his outfit.
That's an actual knit cap. That's a good cap.
Yes, it is. It's actually, yeah.
What else could you put that on?
My penis.
Boy, that's you know
right.
What? You really could.
You're darn right.
You could.
Who'd like to see that? I'd like to see that.
Keep that thing warm. Avoid shrinkage.
All right.
Hey. Who is doing it first?
You're this. Not gonna do that.
Look, the thing that is so inappropriate, and okay. I would never do it unless we had a little scarf to match.
Here's what we do.
Yeah.
Here's what we do, and we're giving her fair warning.
Or a necktie.
That llama is always there at her workstation.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When she's not here, we'll just take turns taking it into the bathroom. Wear the hat.
Yeah.
Put it back on the llama. Say nothing. And just sit here and smile when she picks it up. Who's in? I'm in.
Yeah, we're doing
it. Ace, you in? Ace is in. All right.
Okay. It'll be like Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants. I'm excited.
I guess I'm going to have to take llama home today.
Brotherhood of the Traveling Peen Cap.
Either that or get a new hat.
Yeah.
Well, the results are in, and the name of snowplow contest from the Minnesota Department of Transportation. There are eight different winning names for eight different snowplows.
Okay.
Number one, we're off to see the blizzard.
I like it.
I like that, too.
Number two, I think what might be my favorite, Snotorious B.I.G.
That's very good.
Very good.
Wow.
Anthony Sledwards.
Oh, like Anthony Edwards.
Yeah. I don't care for that one.
I like it because it's very silly.
Yeah.
And this is, I don't understand this one. You're welcome is the name of one of the Snowplows. That's a winning
name.
Well, you're welcome.
The one that's out there working hard.
Yeah, they clean your street
in District 2 of Northwest Minnesota. They should have named one of them Jeremy Renner.
He's okay. Yeah, he's fine.
He's fine now.
He sounds a little funny.
Oh boy,
somebody write Hawkeye out of those, though, will you? I love Jeremy Renner, but he doesn't.
Isn't he like the coolest one? In
no, he's not. He shoots an arrow.
That's what makes him so cool.
But there's a hero that catches fire.
Yeah.
No. You give me Hawkeye over any of that.
The Hulk would wear Hawkeye out. You're welcome. Oh, don't you snow.
Okay. That shouldn't be a winner at all.
No.
Somewhere there's a six-year-old going, that was mine.
Skull plow. Skull is something that chanted the Vikings. Yeah. And these are my top two. I came, I thaw, I conquered.
That's good.
And Plowabunga.
I'm up for it.
So many good options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, some that didn't make it. Catch My Drift.
Oh, sure.
Just Scraping By.
Sleet Ulrich didn't make it.
I don't see that one here.
Because it didn't make it.
But that fits right in with Chili Eilish.
Oh, yeah.
Flake Superior.
I like Flake.
It's really good. I hate how much I like. They're all fun and charming.
They are good.
Accumulus Removus. Snow Country for Cold Men.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's the winner.
That's wonderful. That wasn't chosen. It was definitely.
It may be because my dad's out today and I'm sitting in his chair, but I feel like I have to play devil's advocate. With these things, what if something goes wrong? And they have to go, we're very sorry, but the driver of Snowtorious B.I.G. passed away yesterday. That's why you can't do this sort of thing.
Yep, Snowtorious B.I.G. flipped over and crushed him.
Oh. Well,
you pour one out for him and you move on with your life.
Exactly right. Damn right. And look what time it is, huh?
Stupid world record.
Really?
A 14-year-old math prodigy.
Mm.
I don't like anything about that. 14-year-old math prodigy from India has broken multiple Guinness World Records, including the fastest time to mentally add 100 four-digit numbers.
India, you don't say.
In just one day.
Josh, you can't say things like that.
Oh. How would he sound?
You can't make me laugh.
Aaron Shukla managed to shatter a total of 6 records. Got that out. Fastest time to mentally add 100 four-digit numbers, 30 seconds.
That's insane.
Fastest time to mentally add 200 four-digit numbers, 1:09.
Hmm.
Fastest time to mentally add 50 five-digit numbers, 18 seconds.
Are these written out or are they read to him?
They must be on a board. He's adding them. This is unbelievable.
I asked that and I realized how annoying of a question
was.
You are sitting at the right desk for that question.
Yes, there's something about this desk that makes me want to just ruin everyone's fun. Are those being read out or are they on a chalkboard in front of this young man?
Fastest time to mentally divide a 20-digit number by a 10-digit number.
Man.
Their numbers aren't even that big. That's not even...
Fastest time to mentally multiply 2 5-digit numbers, and fastest time to mentally multiply 2 8-digit. What the hell?
Well, he's this kid a girlfriend for God's sake.
It's too smart. Ugh. They shouldn't do that.
They're making a movie of this kid and who lives in the arid Indian region.
What's it called?
Who's good with numbers?
Uh huh.
It's called I Wish It Would Rain Man.
Josh, no matter what you said, I would have loved it.
I thought Goodwill Counting.
And that's sports. Wherever you go, whatever you do, always.
I'm going to sing real high.
Be a good sport. Hey, this actually reminds me of Grace Slick and all that. Her first recording was produced by Sly Stone. There's a brand new documentary on Hulu about Sly and the Family Stone. It's really good.
Oh, no kidding.
Thank God it's not about Jefferson Starship. I wouldn't watch it. I can tell you that.
When you said Sly Stone, I thought you were... I pictured Sylvester Stallone. And in my head, I was like, oh, my God, I had no idea he was in the music business.
Sly Stone, he used to be a...
Yeah, of course.
I got a family band.
I went really bad. I went dark. When you said that, I thought Sly Stone slapped Grace Slick's throat during her first
show. Sylvester Stallone had a big hit ballad.
He did?
Yeah. Stallone again. Naturally.
Let's go over. Wait, please, Pat.
A little while now.
I was going to say,
please commit to the Stallone.
Are you and Josh ready to do your brand new duet? Is that coming up?
We were going to
sing something straight for Valentine's Day, perhaps.
Nice.
We were going over the chord changes.
But we only remember the first like four lines, so we're just going to have to wing the rest, I think.
That's fine.
Yeah, it's a couple that's annoyed with each other at Valentine's Day. Oh, okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Well, this sounds exciting. Yeah. Josh, do you know your part?
I am pulling it up. this is a song I'm aware of, not familiar with.
All right, well, take your time. We'll enjoy Starship. Sorry, no, never mind.
Okay, you just let me know when I should come in here, Pat.
You
don't bring me flowers. You don't sing me love songs.
This is really pretty.
You hardly talk to me anymore.
Yeah.
When you come to the door at the end of the day.
You don't kiss my mouth lips.
You don't lick my pee-pee.
Well, maybe if you took a razor to that thing, I would.
And now after loving me late at night, well, it's good for you when you're talking and feeling all right.
Talking and feeling.
All right, yeah.
You don't bring me flowers.
You don't wipe so well back there.
You wash your panties and leave it hanging in the sink
for your father to buy from my OnlyFans page.
I didn't get you nothing.
Well, that's what I feel when we make love.
I should have got you diamonds. They're harder than me. I'm 73.
You know who's bigger than you are.
Pretty much everybody.
But especially your brother.
Yes, my brother is huge.
And scene.
Happy Valentine's Day.
You guys said you didn't know what was going on. That was perfect. What are you talking about?
We've been rehearsing that for 3 months.
Beautiful.
No.
Unbelievable.
There would have been jokes.
Is it new? Is it news time?
Sure. Well, sad news. Joanne Fabrics apparently going out of business. Fabrics craft seller Joanne plans to sell.
I thought you said there was sad news.
I could have sworn you said that there was
sad news.
I saw that too, and I thought, I have been in Joanne Fabrics a lot, like a startling amount for not ever buying it. I always go with somebody
cool
else.
It's a kind of place.
Yeah, there are a lot of women who are crying to the forecast they live with about this. They're very sad.
Closing nearly 500 of their stores across the U.S., the move comes a month after the Ohio-based retailer filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection for the second time within a year. Joanne is now looking to sell the business and maintained in a filing that closing underperforming locations is necessary to complete that process. They currently operate about 800 stores across 49 states. Your father's a big Joanne Fabrics guy.
Mm-hmm. Why?
He's weird. Because he got kids and he...
Crafts and stuff.
And they go
But there's
there.
Michael's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. A far superior store.
Yeah, I agree.
Well, and
because it's run by a man.
It says it right there in the title.
Right.
Would you trust Joanne?
I don't trust
Michael.
Michael.
Michael can lift heavier things than Joanne, I'm sure.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. It's all pink fabrics over there. Michael's the flannel, manly
stuff.
Denim, a lot of denim over there.
Oh, our producer's saying there's somebody at the door. Who is it? A Joanne?
I actually turned around.
I did too. I was like, who's at the door? Happy Valentine's Day. It is Valentine's Day. And apparently, if you're looking for love, the Facebook, Instagram people, the Meta platform, is urging you to stay vigilant about romance scams this Valentine's Day. Warning of unsolicited messages through its apps and other social media platforms, as well as general text messages. Scammers tend to pose as attractive, single, successful individuals, building your trust over a period of time, and then they ask you for money.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Who's this, Joanne again? I lost track.
She's behind it, I'm sure. Oh,
well. This is not Joanne's problem. Could be Patty's problem. We don't know. No, this is kind of a serious story, I know, but it is Valentine's Day, and there are some lonely folks out there that fall for this, and it's a very sad situation. Also, apparently in Kenya, the flower industry is being ravaged by pests, leading some floral farmers to rely
that
more heavily.
That is a tough floral farmers.
Yeah. It's really hurt their they export a lot of flowers for Valentine's Day.
Floral farmers.
Floral farmers.
Josh, you nailed it. You made them look like idiots.
I did not realize that flowers come from Kenya. Did you know that?
Somewhere? I didn't know that.
I didn't know there were big floral farmers.
You said the flower industry in Kenya is being ravaged by pests. I feel like you could say the fill-in-the-blank industry in Kenya is being ravaged by pests.
Yeah.
That's true.
And pests is a pretty gentle word for lions.
I think I read 940 million flowers were imported for Valentine's Day this year.
What were you reading that you came across that fact?
What the hell's wrong with good old-fashioned American flowers?
I think it's like a news service called the Associated Press.
Why don't we have more flowers here in America?
We don't have that kind of space.
The hell we don't?
What? Southern California grows flowers.
So we have, yeah.
They're lousy with space.
Wide open.
They're lousy with space.
Yeah, but the weather, it's a weather issue, guys. You can't grow flowers.
We have
all kinds of weather.
Yeah, we have four seasons here.
But if Florida's hot, you go, oh, it's cold.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, these only grow in cold. Well, send them to Minnesota. Yeah. Well, these grow in hot.
We're not doing news with the defense.
Switch places with the
Eagle people. Send them to Indiana.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Dein altes Sofa zerfällt langsam. Und die Black Friday-Angebote sind wirklich unschlagbar. Aber dein Gehalt kommt erst Anfang des Monats. Kein Problem. Mit der PayPal-Bezahlung nach 30 Tagen. So hast du jetzt mehr Spielraum beim Bezahlen und der Betrag wird nach 30 Tagen automatisch und kostenlos von deinem Konto oder deiner Karte abgebucht. Alle Infos auf paypal.de/30 Tage. PayPal es. Vorbehaltlich Kreditwürdigkeitsprüfung verfügbar mit deutschem PayPal-Konto für Einkäufe zwischen 1 und 2.000 Euro.